Welcome, everyone, to the free community support call, Catalyzing True Change, Casting Off Oppression from Self and Other. Okay. So when George Floyd's murder happened and the race riots took off, highlighting the systemic oppression within the system, I knew that I had to give this GFC. And when I went into meditation, what became even more clear to me, although I already knew it on some level, is I perceived oppression in every level of this consciousness. So oppression is in the banking system, governments, religions, cultures. In every system, there is oppression, where there is one controlling or dominating another or many for the betterment of a few. So it's very difficult to change this at this level of consciousness with just our minds, which is why I'm excited that there are hundreds of you on this call, because while it's awesome to, you know, protest, to demand change, and to work for change within institutions, to change them, these distortion patterns are embedded in this consciousness level. So no matter what we think about oppression or do, it's going to remain present until we release these distortion patterns from ourselves, okay? And that there are enough people who are releasing enough distortion patterns that their baseline resonation is high enough that oppression doesn't exist within them and or in their field. And then they are high enough to start to posit closest to them, and eventually through their communities, through humanity, and then the oneness. And when enough people do this, we can have a massive impact on consciousness rising. When consciousness rises, that's when oppression doesn't exist anymore. Because at the new consciousness, or even as consciousness rises, just generally speaking, oppression becomes less and less prevalent. It can't exist at the higher consciousness levels. Okay, and in the new consciousness, it doesn't exist at all. So the work that we're doing ourselves to release the distortion patterns of oppression within self is huge, because it has a massive ripple effect, as I mentioned, not only through self, but into the collective consciousness. So this is what true change is. So this is what's really cool about this kind of work and about the new consciousness, is that it seems like we're just working on the self, and we are, and we're having a massive positive effect. And the more work that you do on yourself and the higher in resonation you are, the more positive impact you have on others. It's just the way it is. It no longer becomes like a 1-to-1 ratio. It becomes 1-to-100, and then 1-to-1,000, and 1-to-10,000, and so on. So you can have a lot of impact on people just by being you and clearing your own distortion patterns. So this is very exciting. Alrighty. So here we go. This is the work. So for those of you who are new, there's a lot of you. There's nothing to be scared of. It's just a guided meditation. So you just follow the sound of my voice. Whether you perceive anything or not is not relevant. The frequency work is happening. If you don't know that much about frequency work or what the effects of it are, I do suggest that you check out the How It Works page of our website at sphericaluminosity.com. So become first aware of your body. And as you become aware of your body, become aware of your weight as it sinks into whatever you're sitting, standing, or lying down on. So meaning become aware of the contact point of your body against whatever is supporting you, okay? And your weight as it sinks into that contact point of your body. And notice if you, for some reason, go into self-judgment about your weight, it's really not about how heavy you are. It's just about experiencing the weight of your body as it settles in. That's all. So if you do have judgment, just notice if it comes up. And now please become aware of the position of your feet. Just notice your feet. Are they always in this position whenever you sit, stand, or lie down? Or are they a little different today? Just noticing the position of your feet. And also what your feet are touching. Just noticing the texture of whatever it is that your feet are touching, whether it's your own skin, the fabric of whatever you're sitting or lying down on, or perhaps you feel the texture of flooring or carpet underneath your feet. Noticing your feet. Good. And now noticing your breath. Without changing it at first, noticing the rhythm, the depth, of your breath. And once you've had an opportunity to notice that, now, taking this moment to lengthen your breath. To allow it to become more full. And noticing if you can allow it to come into not only your chest, but your upper back. So a more rounded breath. And notice if you can allow your breath to come into your belly and into your lower back. Without forcing it, just notice if you can allow it to drop into this part of your body in addition to your chest. Good. And now please become aware of your surroundings. So noticing the sound around you, other than the sound of my voice, the hum of a fridge, the whirring of a fan, the sound of voices on a street, perhaps a dog barking. Good. And now please become aware of the air around you. what is the quality of the air? Is it cold or hot? Noticing its movement, its relative humidity. If it feels heavy or light. Notice the quality of the air. And when you're ready, blinking your eyes open to triangulate. Now, so for some of you who've been doing this work for a while, you don't need to open your eyes. You can feel what I'm suggesting. For those of you who are new, you likely will want to use your eyes. So triangulation is when you become aware of three inanimate objects in the space around you. And as you become aware of object A, and by the way, it does not matter what these objects are. Okay, so as you become aware of object A, say the lamp, and you notice that the lamp is approximately 5 feet away from you, then feel the distance between the lamp and you. And do the same thing between object B and you, and then object C and you. And you will notice that as you continue to do this, that your own sense of where you are in space becomes more present, more focused, more clear, or you're just more aware of it in some way. This is important in terms of spatial orientation. We can talk about why time and space are very important some other time. This just helps me help you more quickly. Okay, that's all you need to know for now. Good. And now becoming aware of your xiphoid process at the base of your sternum. So your sternum is that big thick bone in the center of your chest where your ribs meet in front of your body. Your xiphoid process is a little fleshy point that's a bit tender when you press on it, right at the base of your sternum. That's your xiphoid process. So you're going to become aware of your xiphoid process and the center point of your solar plexus. So your solar plexus is between your belly button and the base of your sternum. So the midpoint is in the middle of that, wherever that is for you. So becoming aware of the midpoint of your solar plexus and your xiphoid process. As we take one nice big breath together, holding your breath in for a count of five, and whenever you've released all the air out of your lungs, holding your breath out for a count of six. And for those of you with a faster count, keeping your attention on those two spots of the xiphoid process and the midpoint of the solar plexus, breathing normally when you arrive here. For those of you who are new, I'm waiting for the mastermind to coalesce, to become coherent. When it does that, it's kind of like birds when they're all scattered, and all of a sudden they start to move in a unified pattern. That's what happens with the mastermind. And as a result, this tremendous momentum that happens on spirit level, because your higher selves all gather with a common intention, which is of a very high order. Okay? For those of you who are new, please note that I am working on you at the group and the subgroup level, and that I'll sometimes be making noises on my end. I work more and more in silence now. But if you hear me yawn or exhale sharply or hum, that's just me removing the distortion patterns. Okay. And if I say something that resonates with you, it's likely yours. And if I say something that you really resist, like it can't possibly be yours, it's likely yours. So I invite you to be open to that possibility and to explore it. Good. Good, yep. So now that the mastermind has coalesced, we're going to go ahead and ask ourselves the following question. How can I become even more aware of my connection only to pure source? And that question again, for those of you who are new, is how can I become even more aware of my connection only to pure source? And as you ask yourself that question, please imagine, sense, feel, or become aware of the space at the very center of your body. And as you become aware of this space, imagining or becoming aware of a brilliance that you either see or feel in the very center of that space. Yeah. And this brilliance starts to intensify because you have your awareness on it. And as it intensifies, it expands outwards very quickly for some of you, a little more slowly for others, out through your cells. Rippling out through your organs. Permeating and rippling out through your bone structure. Expanding out through your flesh and your muscles. Radiating out through the pores of your skin into the space between your physical body and your spirit body, which is a sphere at arm's length all around you. Becoming very aware of the brilliance within the sphere. Yeah. And now please become aware of the space all around the sphere. And as you become aware of this infinite space, I'm working on you at spirit level. To increase your frequency resonance, irrespective of what resonance level you started at. Higher your resonance, the more effective the session is for you individually and for the collective. Bring your attention, please, to your heart space. Yeah. The first distortion pattern we're going to release is that oppression is required in order to have power or security for oneself or success. Release this. This means that in order for me to win, you must lose. And for a large subgroup in the lineage, oppression and abuse of power are tied together very intimately, and in order to get ahead, it's required to abuse another or dominate another. Okay? Even if it's just ahead of them. Another subgroup. In order for there to be safety, there needs to be either or and. Control. Abuse. In order for there to be safety. Okay, for your position to be safe. Thank you. into that xiphoid process, right at the base of the sternum. This is a very human distortion pattern. That which is not known is feared. Okay. Considered separate, other, and unsafe. There's also a pattern here of entitlement mixed in. If they are separate, then it's okay to oppress, dominate, control. That's really what it says. Bringing your attention to that xiphoid process again in a straight line all the way down to your belly button. Yeah. This is the distortion pattern of, it's an ego pattern, meaning if we don't feel powerful within ourselves, oppressing another gives us a sense of power. Okay, we're feeling better about ourselves. Yeah. We can see how quickly this can escalate into a collective, yeah. That's what it says. Or escalate into abuse. In that same spot of the xiphoid process, in a straight line down to the belly button. Okay. This is a thought form or belief, okay, enforced through culture, religion, lineage, which is that which is darker than ourselves is to be feared. Feared or not trusted, okay, or both. Obviously, I mean darker in appearance. Bring your attention, please, to your midway point in your solar plexus, the hollow of your throat, and the midway point between your heart space and your throat. Okay, so what I would call your upper heart. So again, that midway point between your heart in the center of your chest, in your nipple line, and the hollow of your throat. That's your upper heart. Okay. So to repeat, the midway point of your solar plexus. Your upper heart, the hollow of your throat. All right. This is at the setting of human. This is a pretty deep distortion pattern that is really not awesome. This is a tendency to oppress the weak. Someone's weaker than you. Easy to climb on top of them, subjugate them, take advantage. They're weaker. We have running within us a disdain for weakness. So we can see how easily this can become oppression on a larger scale. Yeah. So it could be weakness physically, socioeconomically, okay, because of education, whatever, it doesn't matter. Weaker. And although we may not like it in ourselves, there has been some point in our lives we've done this ourselves, right? All of these things are not things we are proud of or that we necessarily like, but there have been points in our lives where we can see this running through us. Yes? So to release this out of ourselves begins to release it out of the collective. bringing your attention just to your xiphoid process. Okay? So what we're going to do here is give you some distance, some awareness, more awareness, okay, of self, of watching self. To notice where we have a tendency to over-control, okay, because of whatever, fear or whatnot, okay? Over-control, to abuse, to dominate, to oppress. More distance so we can see it in ourselves and then confirm the removal of that pattern. The more vigilant we are with ourselves, the faster we can clear ourselves, the more impact we have as our frequency resonance rises, not just in ourselves, but into the collective. It requires distance from your thoughts, from your emotion, from your assumptions, conclusions, beliefs, and who you think you are, your identity. Cultivate self-awareness is the cultivation of self-mastery. Here we go. Yeah. Let's release the self-judgment around this. If you notice it in yourself and then you beat yourself up and you're in a pattern of self-abuse, it does not help anybody. Let's remove the self-abuse, self-judgment, okay? See it in yourself, recognize it as a pattern, confirm the removal of the pattern, freeing it from yourself, resonance rises, helps self and other, much more constructive, yes? Let's release self-judgment, self-abuse. Bring your attention to your hollow of your throat and your xiphoid process. Okay. Releasing the pattern of victim and the pattern of oppressor. Okay, these are big deals. So where you've held, I am the victim, or where you have oppressed, okay, whether in this lifetime or past ones. So I'm going to clear this out of this layer. There are obviously more than one layer of this for many of you. Okay, let's release this. Going into victim doesn't help. This perpetrates the distortion patterns. So does oppressor. Thank you. Bring your attention now, please, to your belly button. And all the way in a straight line up to your xiphoid process. Okay. I'm going to clear out, reset, integrate the pain body. And for the small subgroup of you, where you've basically suffered like physical punishment as a result of being victimized, pulling that out of you as well. So this GFC will remain free on the website under products. So if you ever would like to listen to it again, you can either listen to the replay by clicking on the link you received in your confirmation email or by downloading it again from the products website. If you feel like you would like to share this with others, please do so. Okay? The more people who listen to this, the more change there can be. Also, for those of you not familiar with the work I do, if you enjoyed this and you would like additional free resources, there is a weekly free video and podcast series entitled Mastering Your World Through Frequencies, where we talk about different topics from spirit level, and at the end there's always a free group frequency calibration like this one to help you remove the distortion patterns at spirit level to catalyze more true change. Thank you all for stepping forward to do this work and to have the courage to do this not only for yourselves, but for your children, your grandchildren, your communities, and for the collective. I'll leave you in this space for as long as you'd like, and I look forward to working with you again on the next GFC.